Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Clark County Commissioner William McCurdy II is here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Bank Saloon in Carson City, we are delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Clark County Commissioner William McCurdy II of District D. It is a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Or not back on the program, this is your first time on the program, so welcome.
Yes, it's an honor to be on with you, Sam.
Oh, no, the honor is mine. So you were an assemblyman, you were the head of the state party, now you're a county commissioner, and you were a very young man. So you have an amazing career ahead of you, and you've already had an amazing career behind you. I wanted to just start out with the top of the news, which is the state party met over the weekend, and Tick Segelblum was defeated by Judith Whitmer to be the Democratic Party chair. Your thoughts on that?
You know what? It was a very competitive race. We had two phenomenal candidates, and ultimately Judith was able to put together enough votes to win. So we look forward to her leadership. We've accomplished a lot over the past, 4 years since I was first elected in 2017, and we look to build upon that progress moving forward.
You know, what was interesting to me in the newspaper reports in the Las Vegas Review-Journal was that people were referring to Tick Segelblum, who is about as liberal as you can get. I think he falls off the planet if he goes any further to the left. But him being characterized as mainstream versus Judith Whitmer. And, what does that speak to in terms of the party? Is there a split between the establishment and the progressives?
Well, I think within any political spectrum, there's always going to be a difference of opinion and difference of philosophy. But as you pointed to, Commissioner Segelblum has been his entire career someone who has been extremely progressive, unafraid to tackle the tough issues, and in many cases ahead of his time with some of the policies that he has presented over the time. But I think that things will be okay. I think that the party is definitely going through a period of time to where there's a transition in leadership, and that happens all the time. And I think ultimately the party will be just fine.
You know, it was interesting when you look at the number of candidates for president, that Joe Biden really came to the top because he was more of the centrist candidate, would appeal to a wider swath of the nation, not just Democrats, but independents as well. And do you have concerns that, you know, with the power that Democrats have in Nevada at this point, that, you know, going too far to the left could cause problems 2 years from now?
I think that the policies should be created based upon the greatest need of the people. And right now we see that, you know, people are struggling. People are not making enough money to make ends meet. They are not able to keep up with the cost of living, and they are not in a position where policymakers can be, I guess you can say, conservative in their approach to take care of the people. And I think the people ultimately voted to have representation by way of policy. So I think there always has to be balance, but that balance has to be centered on what is the most immediate need of the people. And once, and as long as we maintain what the people want and what the people need and push policy based off that analysis, I think that we will always be okay in terms of electoral politics here in the state of Nevada and across the country for that matter.
All right, and speaking across the country, obviously in D.C., the stimulus bill is going back to the House for a vote. Could happen as early as Tuesday. We're taping this Monday morning. And do you think that the compromise on $300 a week for unemployment is going to be enough to maintain people going forward?
I don't think that this package is going to actually solve all the problems. I believe that it is a Band-Aid for right now. But the most immediate problem that we're going to have to address is how are we going to help retrain people for the jobs of the future, because as you see, the middle class jobs, lower to middle class jobs have been decimated by this pandemic, and the people are now exposed and we're seeing the vulnerability of them right now. And the government is doing everything that they can to meet the needs of the people. But that is going to be the most pressing issue. How are we going to retrain and retool an entire workforce that has been displaced by this pandemic? So I think once we pass this package, we get some dollars into the pockets of the people. The most immediate concern is going to be dollars towards workforce development and workforce training.
State Senator Heidi Ganser was on the program last week, and she was saying that actually the state budget is not in as bad a shape as people have imagined, and that money is coming directly to education, and that's why it's not showing up in the state budget. That's prior to this $1.9 trillion, of which a substantial amount will flow to Nevada. So are you comfortable that what has been done so far and with this new stimulus package will be able to achieve the goals you just stated?
I am confident that we will be able to utilize some of those resources for the immediate needs of the community, which includes, you know, dollars towards workforce, implementing programs to help people get through with the expiration of the eviction moratorium, as well as looking at ways to reimagine how we service the people. But once we receive these dollars, we're going to sit down, we're going to talk to all of our stakeholders, and we're going to come up with a comprehensive plan that serves the people, particularly, as you know, here in Clark County, which has been the epicenter of the brunt of the hit for the state of Nevada, because our tourism industry has been decimated. We're going to have to come up with some ideas on how to move us forward in a way to where we can be resilient in the face of anything like this pandemic into the future.
Well, and the reality is, Pat Mulroy was on the program a few months ago, and she sits on the board of Wynn Resorts, and she was talking about how in Macau, Wynn Resorts is practicing shutdowns and reopenings because they do anticipate more pandemics coming in the future, and now it's how do you deal with them rather than just, you know, it's a shock coming in. The other thing that I wanted to say in response to your answer is that a lot of the changes in the decimation of the work were coming anyway. we were going to see more robotics coming into industry anyway, and especially into the casino tourism industry, because if a robot can do a job quicker, cheaper than a human, that was eventually going to happen. And we were thinking maybe 10 years down the road. Didn't it just speed up that process?
Oh, of course. And the conversation around automation has been happening for quite some time. But like you stated, this pandemic kind of sped everything up, and now we have to keep up with this immediate change. And this pandemic was exactly what you stated. It was a shock to not only Nevada, but the entire country, the entire world, because we witnessed complete and total industries at an extreme halt. And we witnessed a lack of preparation on our part in terms of the United States and also in terms of Nevada. So with going through this, it's almost a blessing in disguise, if you will, because it allows us to now identify things we did right, look at things that we did wrong, and forecast how we can be more resilient in the face of future emergencies or disasters or pandemics like this. So we have a lot of work to do, and we're going to lean on the experts to help us identify ways to be more resilient in the face of adversity.
All right, let's take a... I'm sorry, go ahead and finish.
No, I was just going to say that, going back to your point about, automation and how it has impacted the community, those workforce dollars that I spoke about should be utilized towards that retraining and retooling to help folks now move into another industry.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Clark County Commissioner William McCurdy II after this timeout.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with William McCurdy II. He's the Clark County Commissioner for District D and newly elected to that position. One of the areas that I wanted to talk to you about was the historic West Side. For people that don't know, give us a very brief history of what the West Side was. You grew up there. What was it like when you grew up there? And what are your hopes for the future?
All right. So, yes, the historic West Side is an area here in Clark County, specifically was located within the city of Las Vegas limits. It's right to the west of the railroad tracks, which is why it's called the West Side. This is an area that in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, when African-Americans were migrating from the South, specifically three states, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana, the only place that they can reside was in the historic West Side. This is an area that was at one point just shacks and almost like a shanty town. But over time, it actually was developed, and it is home to the once the Moulin Rouge was the first integrated hotel and casino here in the state. And it was home to a lot of the entertainers who frequented the city back in those times in the 50s and 60s. But ultimately, this is an area of town that has not seen much development. It still has a lot of dilapidated homes. It still has the highest poverty rate almost in the entire city. And right now there's a focus to revitalize the historic West Side and bring it back to a place to where it is self-sufficient and also thriving in terms of business ownership, as well as educational opportunities for the students. So it's a lot of work ahead of us, but I am confident that working with our city council and other stakeholders, we'll be able to get something developed here and be able to bring this community back to life.
Well, one of the things that we should emphasize is that the Black entertainers of the day were not allowed to stay in the hotels on the Strip. They had to live in stay in the West Side until Nevada became more integrated. At this point, the West Side doesn't have a grocery store, correct?
No, there is no grocery stores. We have small mini markets, but it's definitely would be defined as a food desert here in the historic West Side. And actually, I sponsored a piece of legislation while I was an assemblyman to try to get money allocated for fresh food operators in low-income census tracts, which would have been able to benefit the historic West Side. But the bill was passed with credits, but it wasn't passed with dollars, which is what I was seeking. But it's definitely an issue.
And what was it like? Now, obviously you weren't raised in the 60s, but what decade were you raised in, and what was it like for you growing up there?
Yeah, so I was born in 1988. And my parents and my family migrated to Las Vegas in about June of 1939, early 40s. And so they've been here for quite some time. And when I first, experienced what it was like to live in the historic West Side, I immediately noticed the disparities in the quality of life from the historic West Side to, say, going in a more affluent part of town, let's say Green Valley or Summerlin. I mean, the roads were paved better. The homes were nicer. It was more master planned community, grocery stores, multiple. And it definitely helped me to see that representation matters in terms of policy making, but also in terms of philosophy and where the resources should be allocated, where it could do the greatest good. And I particularly believe that if you invest in some of your lowest income communities, it will lift the quality of life for the entire state, and ultimately the entire state will thrive. So that saying, a rising tide lifts all boats, couldn't be more true today.
Let me ask you this, though. In a lot of places where we've seen improvements, gentrification as it's called, it tends to push out the residents, the original residents of that area. So I'm sure there has to be a delicate balance between wanting to see an infusion of cash into the region to redevelop the area, but at the same time not raise prices so that people who currently live there can no longer live there.
Yes, and we have witnessed all across America how gentrification disproportionately impacts the historical people of the communities where that redevelopment or revitalization is happening. And you are absolutely correct. It has to be a balance, because the last thing I would like to see is for that development to begin to happen and the residents that have had the most stake in the community are pushed out and no longer able to afford to live in the community that they have been in their entire life. So we have to be very careful in making sure that we preserve the historic nature of the district, because it is home to, a lot of Black entertainers where they were once able to stay. So it is extremely imperative that with development, we partner with the community to understand what they would like to see, build consensus, and then grow from there. But I think that there is an ability to preserve some of this historic nature of the district by, you know, creating policy, making sure that our codes are on par with what we would like to see. And ultimately, when we approve development in this area, we have to make sure that we have a commitment from those developers to preserve the historic nature of the district.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be back with Commissioner McCurdy after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are continuing our conversation with freshly minted Clark County Commissioner William McCurdy II of District D. You passed a bill while you were in the Assembly regarding sealing records. It failed the first time, and then you worked with Speaker Buckley and it passed in the next session. What did you learn from her?
I learned that it's important to bring everyone in a room when you're trying to pass a piece of policy as big as record sealing. Because while it may seem like one industry may not be particularly impacted, if you meet with them earlier, you can understand what their concerns are so that that way your bill will move a little bit smoothly through the process. So she definitely taught me to be a consensus builder and get opinions and ideas from stakeholders along the way. She's a phenomenal asset in our state. As you can see, she's, you know, helped with various roles from the Legal Aid Center to helping with unemployment assistance, but definitely someone that knows how to get people to work together.
Yes, to say the least, she is a powerhouse. Do you have concerns at the legislature, because the building is locked up, that the Assembly and Senate people are not able to get input from lobbyists and people like Speaker Buckley, because they're not in the hallways?
It's definitely uncharted territory that the legislators find themselves in. Actually, I had a brief moment to experience what they are now going through during the special session, but I am certain that the lobbyists are present in the building, even if it's virtually. Because it's important to have everyone's input as you're talking about drafting and passing policy in the legislature. So it may be different. There may be some concerns from the public, but I'm sure those lobbyists and interest groups are able to contact the legislators as well as the leadership in both houses.
I will tell you from my conversations with them, they are not happy with the amount of contact they're having, but that's for another day. Let me ask you this, because we only got about a minute and a half left here. As an assemblyman, you were not, you know, just running the state party, but you were going through an election cycle where you were meeting with every presidential candidate on the Democratic side. What was that like, and what was your most memorable conversation with somebody who was running for president?
It was a phenomenal experience just being able to meet directly with the candidates and speak to the issues that Nevadans are facing. I always wanted to meet, not about me, but to talk about the state of the state, basically, and how we needed to have a candidate that reflected the values of the residents within the state of Nevada. So I can say that it was definitely eye-opening to listen to the different philosophies of the candidates. And I guess one of the most memorable candidates was Cory Booker. And I say that because he was someone that was able to work a room and work a crowd like no one I've ever seen before. But his attention to each individual person that he was able to come across was something I've never seen before. He made that person, whoever they were, feel like they were the only person in the room, and didn't limit himself in the amount of time that he spent with the people that were looking to meet him. And that was one of my most memorable moments. And I was just incredibly, inspired by that type of leader.
All right, and that's where we have to leave it. What a pleasure to have you on the program, and I look forward to having you come back as you deal with the issues of District D and continue on with your career. And I have no idea where it's going to end, but I think it's just going to keep going upward. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great week.
You're very welcome, and we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers on television, radio, audio and video, podcasts, and YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast coming to you from Carson City. See you then.